This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. God, make us holy. Holy Father, make us holy. Holy Son, make us holy. Holy Spirit, make us holy. Holy God, make us whole. From Desmond Tutu, the Archbishop, who passed on, but boy, do I miss him. He was great. All right, what's this about? This holy, 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 the first hymn? I got to tell you, I cried all the way down the aisle. I don't know if you know that. That's the blessing of these hymns that you've heard since you were young, isn't it? It just really evokes such a sense of tradition and my ancestors, and that's such a great hymn about the Trinity, which, you know, there's a lot of priests that don't want to preach on the Trinity, but I'm digging right in. Are you ready? All right, this is our major concept that's different than any other religion. No other religion has anything this complicated. So let's go. And one of the great people who writes about this is a man called Leonardo Boff, and he talks about the Trinity, and it's funny because when he talks about it, he reminds me of when I taught the Transcendentalists, which are 19th century writers, and you had Thoreau and Emerson, and then eventually out of that comes Whitman, and you know, they all believed in this transcendent connection, especially Emerson, this oversoul. Some of you have heard of it, I'm sure, before, the oversoul, and guess who stole it? George Lucas, with the Force. May the Force be with you. Thank you. So you have that oversoul, and then you have the Force, and that means we're all connected. Do you agree? Absolutely. And so this is really core to the understanding of the Trinity, is that we don't have a God that's not in relationship. Our God is in relationship. We are all connected. We are all one. And here's what Leonardo Boff says. Believing in the Trinity means accepting everything is related to everything else, and so makes up one great whole. And that unity comes from 1,000 convergences rather than one force, one factor alone. So God is self-communicating, but also reaching out to humanity. We never simply live, we live together. Boff says that. We never simply live, we live together. So how do we recognize each other's pain? How do we support people and give them love when they're going through these kinds of things without enabling each other? This would be a utopia, wouldn't it, if we could figure that one out? For Boff, each divine person goes out of self and surrenders to the other two. There's a constant perichoresis, which is a Greek word for dance. There's a dance with our God, a constant movement, giving life, love, and wisdom, goodness, and everything possessed. So what about this surrender into human relationships? Does it regularly happen, or does fear prevent us from doing this? And you know, the two major focuses in our life are love and fear. And if we're not loving, we're afraid. And if we're afraid, we're not loving. This is core to our understanding. He says, we come from the Trinity, from the heart of the Father, the intelligence of the Son, and the love of the Holy Spirit. And you ask, okay, what about darkness? And Boff says this, more important than the awareness of good is good. Is good. So we have to do it. We have to have our children, which we just had this incredible vacation church camp, but we have to have them see good. We have to have them watch adults performing acts of kindness and generosity. They're watching you. I'll never forget my mother telling me a story when she was in a restaurant one time, and this little girl accidentally spilled her drink, and the mother reached over to slap her in the face. They were at another table, and she knocked over her own drink. So, you know, we have to know. Kids are watching us. Everybody's watching us. How can we do good? How can we have an awareness of good, but more than an awareness, understand it? I think many of us are more aware of good than we are doing good. And this is really the core of what we need to do. Think about Mother Teresa. She always jumped right into the untouchables. She didn't care. She didn't go up to them and say, "Excuse me, are you Hindu or Christian?" Never. Because she says she saw the face of Jesus in every single person. So she was helping Jesus. She didn't care about whether they were poor, rich, black, white, whatever religion. It didn't matter to her. And then we have somebody like Helen's sister Helen Prejean. She ministers to men and women on death row. Neither one of these women had an easy time. They both personify God's directive and establish relationships based on each other, on respect and honor. And there's a great line in that Dead Men Walking, if you've ever seen that movie. There's a great line when the guy who's on death row about to be put to death, which he is put to death, and he did something that, you know, you say to yourself, well, that I understand why he was put to death. But he says to her, "It took me this to figure out that God loved me. It took me going through all of this hatred and anger and terrible violence to understand, to have you say to me, sister, God loves you." That's pretty sad, isn't it? There was a great, great theologian. Actually, he wrote a lot with Pope Benedict. His name was Karl Rahner. And he says that we're constantly in a dynamic movement towards the divine. We're moving within the world. We're never static. You all think you're static? Even when I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, you're not static. Everything is a movement in life, a constant movement. As in the Genesis reading, we are made in the image of God. Each person is holy. Eschatologically, we move toward the wholeness and recognition and reconciliation of our relationships. Christianity, according to Rahner, has its own specific concept of God. Nobody else has this. And the Trinity functions in our healing, in our fall from grace. We are called to open up and be vulnerable to each other and allow for God to permeate our actions. We live in the spirit of the world. And believe me, we live in mystery. We all live in mystery, don't we? Isn't life a mystery to you? I don't know what's going to happen this afternoon. Anybody else know what's going to happen? I think I'm going to go to lunch with my son and his partner and take Charlie out for Father's Day, but who knows? And we're going to go to Vietnamese food. Am I going to like it? I don't know. I've never had Vietnamese food before. We'll see. I'll let you know. So we're called by God and we have to respond, especially with our relationships. And don't tell me that relationships are easy, because you're lying. Relationships are complicated and they're convoluted. Do y'all agree with me? And we have to work every single day on it, every single moment. This is the precious part of our life. When I die, I hope they remember that I loved. That's all I care about. That's all we should care about. How did we love? So we're called by God, and we have to respond to God through our relationships. Each of us is unique. Every single one of us cannot be replicated. And God relates to each one of us in a very special way. You know, in the Episcopal tradition, in the Anglican tradition, scripture, tradition, and reason. That's what we believe in as a church. Scripture, tradition, and reason. And that's how we need to move. God has been experienced over the centuries by that. Very, very important. So we have this dance with the creator, the creation, and the creature. and we have to participate with God. God is not only the gift, but God is the giver. That's very important for us to understand. It's a transcendent experience, and we have to take time out of our life and out of our phones, right? To understand that we have access to God if we're just quiet and we invite God in. Think about the relationship between the art, the artist, and the audience, too. Have you ever been at an opera or an orchestra or an art exhibit, any of those things, and just been transformed by what you're experiencing? And I was listening to a podcast this morning on my way here, and they were saying that when the creative force is happening, most times the artist doesn't even know what's happening. It's just going through them. You know, the Greeks said it by sing muse. Sing muse. In other words, you're inviting the God to come through you in this creative work of art. How cool is that? We have this. And so I would say we have to look to our relationships with creativity rather than arguing and violence. Let's get away with that. Let's do away with that, our disagreements. Let's be creative. Let's love God, neighbor, and self. Let's have healthy relationships. You know, it's easy to close yourself off to isolation and alienation from God and neighbor. How many of you know somebody who's really angry with God? Nobody out there knows anybody who's angry with God? Come on, you have to know it. You have to. Really angry with God because God's at fault for everything. You name it, God's at fault. Well, you know, I think that's because you don't want to look at yourself. I really do. I think it's because we don't want to look at ourselves and say, wow, I really screwed that one up. That choice was not a good choice. So we need to quit blaming God, in my opinion. We have to understand that God only wants the best for us. And Karl Rahner says that we have to make the doctrine of the Trinity fruitful for practical living. God has meaning in every single moment of our life. God is latent and implicit in all. And where do we get it? We get it from the sacraments. You're about to go into the most important sacrament in my mind, Holy Eucharist. God will communicate to you. God will communicate God's self to you and give you grace. This is really important for us to understand. God has given us consent to live in freedom. And I don't like this line, but I have to say it. Human control is an illusion. Do you agree? Yeah, well, doesn't that not sit well? I would like to have more control, but then on the other hand, I might do something completely wrong. It's better for me to turn the control over to God. Jesus directs us to live in the Trinity. He says, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the and of the Holy Ghost. It was an old translation. I remember when I was babysitting a kid, he said to me one time, I'm afraid of that Holy Ghost. There was a great theologian at Notre Dame, and unfortunately she died of cancer way too young. Her name was Catherine Lacuna, and she was a big Augustine fan, but she said how Augustine says he believed that in contemplating the image of the Trinity, the soul was a mean of return to the God who the soul imagines. By knowing itself, the soul knows God. Yeah, she gave me a headache too when I was reading her. But you know, think about it. If you begin to know yourself better and better and better and work on yourself, I have to work on myself because you all know I'm impatient and I do work too fast. You know I do. But we have to work on ourselves, so I need to slow down. I'm sure there's a lot of other things I need to do, but right now I'm going to work on patience and slowing down. So how do we understand our fears? How do we respond to others? And how do we realize that there's a dark side of us? There's a dark side of each one of us. And it comes out in weird times. We don't even know when it's going to come out. I would like us all to contemplate the Trinity this week and be able to return and rest in God. and realize that God is not self-contained. God is poured out all over creation. God wants us to receive grace and love. And it's worthy of finding out how we can do more of that. And I'd like to end with a poem by Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Light a holy fire. Receive this holy fire. Make it your lives like this fire. A holy life that is seen. A life of God that is seen. A life that has no end. A life that darkness does not overcome. May this light of God in you grow. A light fire that is worthy of your heads. A light fire. Light a fire that is worthy of your children. Light a fire that is worthy of your father. Light a fire that is worthy of your mother. Light a fire that is worthy of God. Now go in peace. May the Almighty protect you today and always. Amen.